Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin, this is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it would mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you're listening to the podcast. If you could tell a friend to tell a friend or continue to tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast because it's growing every day and it is all because of you. So continue doing so if you would, and let's be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media. All my handles are in the description, in the comments. If you can't find them, you're not looking for them. But I believe in you. I bet you can find them. But slide in my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. I'll hit you back. We'll become friends. And now you can give me an idea for an episode or feedback or whatever it might be. I will definitely get back to you. And maybe I'll make a pod, make an episode about something that you want to hear about. Hopefully, I always make episodes of something that you want to hear about. And that's what brings me to this episode, talking about theme nights. Shout out to my girl, Kristen. She hit me up. She said, it'd be great to have your take on theme nights. And I said, it's a great idea, and I feel stupid for not thinking about that sooner. I'm also going to try to take a new approach to these podcasts. I'm going to try to get out as many as I can. I might try to keep them a little bit shorter than I typically do. And as I say that, I start rambling. But I'm going to try to maybe limit the rambling a little bit, still give you updates. But I want to be more quick hitters, getting the information, because that's the goal of the podcast. The goal is that each episode you can pull at least one thing away that hopefully can help you. And if it can help you change your mindset, look at things differently, even say, hey, Justin's crazy, I don't like how he's doing that, and I want to do my own thing, that's okay too. Because sales is growing, it's always evolving, it's always moving. And one of the most important things you have to do too, in my opinion, is you have to make your, you have to put your own spin on it. You have to make it your own. So if there's something that I say, but it would sound weird if you said it, well, take the meaning of it, switch it, put it into your words, and then get after it. Because that's how you become a better salesperson, is when you put it into your own sayings. Because it comes out as truthful, it comes out as you. And that's what you got to be. In a world of so many fake people, if you can be real, it's going to just help you leaps and bounds. That's my approach to it. That's my feelings. That's my thoughts. And it is what it is. But what's new with me? Nothing much. Finished coaching basketball. Loved it. Coached like 21 kids. It was absolute mayhem. Also, when you have 14 kids and they tell you you should do a 5-on-5 scrimmage, nope. We did 7-on-7. Classic 7-on-7 basketball. I'm just letting all the kids run because I'm not sitting anyone. Just run and go. They all swim to the ball anyway. It's terrible. But we all did that. Nothing else was really new. We got some snow last weekend. So I had a shovel. I made a makeshift kind of sledding hill in my backyard, which is awesome. Kids loved it. And I set it up and I made it and it kind of froze overnight. So they went out today and they're like, dude, it's so much faster. I was like, yes, I want to do that. Never grow up, always be a kid, always find the joy, the little things in life. That's what I think life is about. It's just finding the little things and enjoying and having as much fun as you can. But all right. But without further ado, let's jump into it. Let's talk about theme nights. Theme nights are the lifeblood of minor league sports. And I know it also helps tremendously in the core four. And doing theme nights are phenomenal. But I believe this is what I believe the basis of theme nights are. The basis of theme nights are are to get people that might typically not come to your ballpark, to your arena, and then they give them a reason to come out. And then with hopes, they come out, they have a good enough time, they have fun with their family, they have fun with their friends, and then they call and they come back again later because they had so much fun on that one theme night. Maybe they want to try another one. Maybe they just want to come to a random Tuesday because they had so much fun. They want to come out and see the mascot. They want to see the entertainment because not always are we in the sports business. We're in the entertainment business. So we want to make sure we're entertaining fans. And sometimes theme nights, especially, you know, some of the ones that might be have a great pop culture following, is going to grab those fans that typically might not come out to watch sports, but they're going to come out because it's a Star Wars night, it's a Marvel night, it's a, you know, a swim night, their church is coming. So it kind of follows along a little bit with groups too. And I'll get into that. But we want to bring people that might typically not come out to the ballpark to come out. Then they want to come back. And sometimes that shows more of as an individual ticket buy. Maybe that's more of just families and not groups. But we want to make sure that we have people coming back and that we're treating them well and they're having a lot of fun. So that's why I think theme nights are so important, because you just can't just, you know, I work in minor league baseball. I can't just play baseball 69 times. I need a hook to get people in. And that's why I think theme nights do. It gives you a hook to bring someone in, and then hopefully they have fun. They come right back. But I also like to break this down of theme nights into kind of three different buckets. This is the idea that I kind of got from Dennis Meehan. I interviewed him on episode 30. Very, very smart guy. Has been in the business for a long time. And I share his same thought process that there's kind of three buckets. Or there's three different categories of what a theme night is. And I think it's important as a salesperson to understand what you have on hand, so you're not wasting time. Because it also comes back a lot of the times to, we don't want to waste our time. Our time is valuable. We want to make sure that we're working efficiently, we're making the right calls, and we're not pushing something when there's not a benefit or there's not an end goal. You know what I mean? So having this in your mind, sometimes qualifying what they are. Now, I'm going to give some examples. You might say on your end, hey, this is crazy. We do this about all our arena, and it's in this category. But yet, this is not a perfect science, but I also believe that having this in mind is going to help you out. So the first, you know, theme night category is your group theme nights. And these are nights that it just attract groups. You might not put on the pocket schedule, you know, a business might not want to attach their name to it because it doesn't kind of fit. So that group night might be like a swim night. It might be a little league night. It could be a lacrosse night. It could be a football night. It could be something where you're just kind of calling groups and having them come out to, you know, be recognized. And your hook is that it's a camaraderie, community building night. You're coming out, you're all together, you're rooting for the team. We're going to recognize the kids pregame down at the field. We're going to have a professional athlete talk to the group. We're going to do these fun events. It's going to be a nice theme. Everyone wear your jerseys. And then we're going to like recognize the kids for their hard work in a parade, a pregame ceremony. We're going to let you sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We're going to let you do all these fun things. But it's really grouped focus. Possibly the Phillips family isn't going to say, oh, it's swim night, I want to come out to this game. But you're going to get people to come out because you're recognizing little Timmy on the field. Little Lucy is on the field for her hard work, and a professional swimmer is going to talk to the group afterwards about getting better and the hard work, and you're going to give them some benefit too. So that's your hook. You have someone talking, you're going to recognize the kids, it's group tickets, it's a big group theme night, and those nights are very important. But a company might not want to attach their name to it, because it might not, it's maybe too niche of a market. It's too much of just groups. And, you know, you're really going after just 200 to 500 to 1,000 people, which are really good numbers. Don't get me wrong. Group theme nights are super important, and you got to do them. It gives you that hook to call that certain industry. But you might not get a bank to jump on it because just the numbers don't necessarily don't work out because they're looking for the masses. Which brings me into my next category of kind of a sponsored theme night. These would kind of fall into like a Star Wars night, a Marvel night. It could be a Harry Potter. It's kind of a theme. We did a Top Gun night, which was great because we got a sponsor, we made it fun, we all dressed up. On Star Wars nights, we have, you know, characters walking around the ballpark, and these nights, you're getting a company to maybe attach their name, and they're not necessarily groups you can call. There might be a couple, but there's not like an industry like swim night where there's a bunch of swim teams or lacrosse teams or you know, churches or faith and family or something like that where there's a group of people that you can call. With these nights, the sponsor nights, is maybe, yeah, there might be a Facebook page for Star Wars fanatics or Harry Potter geeks. I say geeks as in a term of endearment. I'm not making fun of you. I have my own geeky stuff. I'm just not a Harry Potter guy. But, you know, there's not like a Marvel fan club, a DC fan club. I don't even know if there's a DC fan club. That was mean. There is a DC fan club, and I'm not trying to be like that. But what I'm saying is there's not maybe a group that you can call. Maybe a couple comic book shops and get some groups, but you're not calling a youth group to come out. And if you are, there's a small amount. But these are more sponsored-based theme nights that are going to really entice and be driven by more maybe individual sales. They're going to be more just families coming out. The Phillips family is going to buy tickets to Marvel Night because my son is a absolute phenomenal Star Wars superhero fan, and he wants to see the mascot dressed up. He wants to see the characters. He wants to get his picture with the Hulk. He wants to do all these fun things, and we're going to wear our superhero shirts and come out and have fun, but we're not involved in a group that's going to come out. That also doesn't mean that you can pitch these to groups. You have a company outing, you're talking to your YMCA, oh, hey, this Saturday is Marvel Night, it's really fun, the kids are going to love it. Yes, so you can get groups, but there's not like a group, there's not a Marvel group you can call. Or if you find one, you kind of find one, you might not find 30 like you could with lacrosse or churches or for your faith and family nights and all that. So that's the sponsor night. The next one is the one that it all comes together. It's both. It's a group and sponsor night. And these are the perfect nights. And they don't always come together, but when they do come together, they're magical and you can really build something really fun. These nights, for example, would be like your military appreciation night. Maybe your first responders, women in sports night. You could do one that we're doing that's kind of like, it's back to the moon night, where we got a, you know, an aerospace company to jump on board. We're going to have a fun giveaway, but we can also call, you know, astronomy groups. We can call local high schools. We can get, you know, science clubs. We can do anything for like astronauts and fun things like that, where there are groups to call. And there's fun things, maybe an Irish night where there are groups. You can call the curlers, the line dancers. You can get a band. You can get someone to sing a group to sing the national anthem. You can call the heritage centers. You can call there's groups, but then you can also get a company to sign on and be that presenting sponsor. So it's kind of a mix between two, and why I think it's very important to acknowledge where what theme nights are falling into which buckets is so that you can focus your time better. And what is your hook? Because you got to understand what your hook is. If you're calling, you know, if you're doing swim night, and I know I'm doubling down swim night because we did swim night a couple years ago and it was great. I didn't think we were going to get a lot of people to come out, get a swim, you know, swim groups to come out to the ballpark, but we did. We got like 250, 300 people. We did a lacrosse night, which was huge. But for those maybe 500 people, that's a really good turnout. But a company might not attach their name. So I don't want to be calling companies and I use the word waste my time. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not trying to call them and push this night that's only affecting a small amount of people when I can pitch them a Star Wars night, an 80s night, a 90s night, where maybe the masses are going to come out. I might not be making those group calls, but the masses are coming out. So it's more beneficial in my time because it might be more up their alley. So just understanding what kind of theme nights you have is going to set you up so you can make the right calls. And then that also goes with planning, to making sure that, like, hey, what's going to happen? What might entice people to come out? Should we do our group heavy nights maybe more on the weekdays, maybe some weaker games, so I can call and I can get this because I have the hook that we're going to recognize these kids, we're going to recognize these parents for their hard work, and we can do something on the field. And then let's put maybe our more sponsor nights on maybe some bigger nights because we want to attract the families that are up for vacation, that they have over, you know, looking for weekend plans. So can we do our theme nights for these, where it's our 80s nights, we all dress up, we do a you know, a Marvel night, a superhero night, a Batman day, you know, whatever it could be, but we're kind of pushing that way. So kind of what can we do that's fun, that's going to entice people, and we're going to have a great time? Then I guess I would say, now that I'm talking to now, is you can also do some theme nights in the category four. There's no real group, there's no real sponsor, it's just fun to do, and you're going to give the people that are there a fun time, that when they show up and they say, oh, what is this? Like, oh, that's cool. And you're going to, it's going to improve their experience, so they're going to have fun, hopefully come back. The example that I use, I was talking about, was we did a mustache and facial hair night. You know, salute to mustaches, we called it. Couldn't really find couldn't do a sponsor. We did an early game. I ordered like 500 mustaches, fake mustaches, to give out to people when they walked in. And I will tell you right now, kids, boys and girls, absolutely love fake mustaches. They think it's the funniest thing in the world, and when they put it on, they just laugh and smile. It was hilarious. And I ordered way too many mustaches because I did the math wrong in my head. So instead of getting like 500, I bought like 3,000. So we're going to do it again and just going to throw it on a night, give out mustaches, and then people just laugh. They think it's fun. The kids want to come back. So it's a twofer. But I'm not calling any groups for that. I'm not calling any, companies to sponsor mustache night. It's kind of a niche thing, but you're going to improve the fans, or you're going to enhance the fans' experience. You're going to enhance their time at your ballpark, at your arena, and they're going to want to come back. So that's my take on theme nights. You got to understand what you're trying to sell, and then you can hone in on the groups that you're trying to, you're trying to call, so you can have that pitch. And you got to find out what your hook is. What is your hook? What are you doing to make it that night? What more can you be doing? If you're doing a military appreciation night, do you have a color guard? Do you have someone from the military that is singing the national anthem? Are you going to do a salute, during a break in the game? Are you going to be doing maybe special themes, in between your innings or in between your periods? Are you going to be offering a ticket discount, a group discount? What are you doing? You're going to have a tank in your front plaza. What is your hook to get people out? That's what you really got to look for. It's really fun to do fun nights, but you got to have a hook. There's got to be a reason why they want to come out. So that's my take on theme nights. I hope this was great, not me just super rambling. And I look at the time and I'm almost at 17 minutes, 18 minutes with the intro. So I'm just going to end it right there. That's kind of the three things I break down. Looking at theme nights, what are you looking to sell? But you got to find that hook so you can make those proper calls and you can worry about who it falls into. So, you can look for groups, but for Marvel Night, call a couple comic book shops. Maybe they come out, but I don't know if there's, hit up a Marvel fan page, throw up a link on their Facebook so they can buy, tickets. But there's not really a group that meets so much. So that's my example. So hopefully that made sense. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I'm making more podcasts. Well, I'm back on my grind. I'm rejuvenated. Thank you. Shout out to my buddy, Mike Antonellis. We had a great call the other day. We just talked and he got me all amped up. So shout out to you. Thank you so much. Follow me on social media. All my tags are in the bio. I'm not going to list them. If you can't find them, you ain't looking for them. And I know you're going to look for them. Hit me up. Slide my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. Like, subscribe, and comment wherever you listen to the podcast. Go sell something. Make 2022 an absolutely monster year. We had a shitty 2020. 2021 was up in the air. A lot of things were dealing with limitations, restrictions, and all that baloney. 2022 is, we got to hit the ground hard and push, push, push. If there's anything I can do for you, if there's anything I can help you out, slide in my DMs. I will get back to you and we'll go from there. And if you're part of a team and you think it would be great for me to talk to the team, you think it would be great for me to jump on a quick Zoom call or anything like that, I will absolutely do it for you. I would love to talk to people. I'm trying to talk to more people. That's like the end goal. I would love to talk to more people and help out in any ways I can, because we're on sales. I don't steal from you. You don't steal from me. We can help each other. There's a big enough pie for all of us to eat. Because like I said once, and I say it again, I'll say it a million times, we can both succeed. We both can fail. I don't need to succeed. You don't need to fail for me to succeed. And I don't need to fail for you to succeed. We can both succeed, and it's a lot fun. It's a lot more funner. Look at me, I can't talk at the end. It's a lot better when we're both succeeding. So if you got the opportunity, go sell something. Peace.